We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. Good morning to everybody out there getting off their graveyard shift. Good morning to you in traffic. All the overnight dancers, firefighters, cops, highway patrol. All the students getting ready for school. Shout out to YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today, as well as the Comcast Business Text Line. Pardon me. Salto. Also got to shout out our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call into the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. I don't know if we want to play this out. Oh, not a way to start our morning. Play that sound.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. Got Warriors in Heat today. Got some things happening in Orlando with the 49ers. Brandon Ayuk with some social media posts. Money talks, BS walks, and I don't blame them. You got the Shohei Ohtani statement yesterday, or lack thereof a statement, whatever you want to make of it. He didn't take any questions. Nobody got to fire off questions. Just read off a piece of paper, and what about his day? So that's how Monday. Wait, good morning, Chasky. What's going on?
Good morning. You tell me where you want to start, because I've got opinions on all those things.
I think we all have opinions. Where do you want to start, buddy?
It doesn't matter. I mean, like the NFL, if we'll start there at the owners' meetings, the hip tackle rule is an interesting one. You know, I know we saw Pollard get hurt in the 49er playoff game. I believe it was Jimmy Ward who was tackling him that way. And then you had...
Oh, Tony Pollard, Cowboys.
Yes.
Running back, former Cowboy running back.
Would he snap his ankle?
Yep.
Or at least a minimum high ankle sprain. You saw Mark Andrews go down earlier this year. I understand that they're trying to implement rules for safety, and I get all that. It's just so difficult to play defense now. The game's already very, very difficult to play defense. And I personally don't believe people when they're trying to wrap a Travis Kelce, a Mark Andrews, who's typically bigger than most of the guys trying to tackle them. I don't think people are maliciously trying to injure them. I just think it's a really tough rule.
I saw a tweet from Pro Football Focus or Pro Football Talk, our boy Mike Florio over the weekend, where apparently the league office is a little concerned about scoring. Scoring was down overall last season. I think it was down like 4 points per game, down from maybe 49 to 45. I could be wrong, but the scoring was down. And basically, they're trying to get a way to get the scoring back up, and it's like, what else can a defense do? Every time the defense adjusts and starts to slow things down, you want to cater the rules towards the offense. Like, we don't need 35 games every single week. We don't need 41-37 games every single week. It's okay to play a little defense. It's okay to have a hard-hitting football game like the Super Bowl, where it was low scoring for the most part. You don't need all these high fireworks. So it's like you're trying to compromise and cripple the defense once again with some more rule changes catered towards the offense. I don't get
yeah,
that
so
one.
You're in agreement with me. It's interesting because, like, I do believe all of the rule changes have slanted toward the offense. And I get it with fantasy football. And to your point, like, people want to see points. We do. You know, I do believe that we do. But, like, on the defensive element, like, you've already got an automatic, if you touch someone downfield and you hold them, it could be third and 1,000 automatic first down.
Yeah.
You know, how many times does a quarterback questionably get sacked in the pocket?
Yep.
And we're rewarding the offense, even though maybe the possession's going to end and they're going to punt. Like, I just, all these sideline plays where quarterbacks can kind of juke a fake, like they're going to go out of bounds and stay inbounds, and a guy blasts somebody right along the sideline, and boom, here's a 15-yard play. That ended up deciding, you know, Cincinnati Bengals versus Kansas City a couple of years ago in the AFC Championship game. So I understand why they're doing it. I get the veil of player safety. I just... Man, look, how do you even teach? I would love to hear from a youth high school coach. How do you even teach tackling now when you're a DB trying to tackle Gronk, Kittle, one of these huge tight ends? It's very difficult.
It's going to result into more leg injuries, more lower body injuries, because guys are going to be going below the belt, trying to get these guys down, maybe hitting guys in the shin. I don't know what you do. Do you want to drop your head and miss a tackle? It's just going to be nasty here, but... When you talk about rule changes and pass interferences and defensive holdings, I've always wanted to college pass interference in the NFL game, unless the play was egregious. I've always wanted a 15-yard pass interference penalty because there's a lot of ticky-tack pass interference penalties. Make it 15 yards, make the offense work. Now, unless it's egregious and it's a sure like, oh, he's wide open, you yanked him down, you tackled him, you really impeded his progress towards the football, then you give him the spot foul on pass interference. Other than that, I want the 15-yard pass interference in college football, and then the defensive holdings. I don't want automatic first downs, especially if it's third and a gazillion, and you give a 5-yard penalty and automatic first down. I don't like those rules. I never liked those rules. So pass interference, I would love for it. Nobody's ever proposed it, but I wanted it to be a 15-yard college penalty. And then if it's egregious down the field, and you go to the booth, you go to a judge, say, okay, that's a spot foul right there. You can differentiate the egregious one to the 15-yard penalty.
No, I like where you're going with this one. Like, would it be similar to the – because I consider the flagrant. Are you trying to make a play on the ball, right, in the NBA? Like,
exactly.
When you're not trying to make a play on the ball, to me that's a more egregious flagrant. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at these, like, plays with these DBs and whatnot, I do feel like there are degrees of defensive pass interference. You grab somebody by the hip.
Yep.
I think – Thomas grabbed somebody by the hip. The guy had him beat, and it was going to be a touchdown.
Right.
And he just grabbed his hips with two hands around the hips. To me, that's a, you know, throw it on the spot.
Right.
But if two guys are jarring, you trip and fall, and you accidentally tackle the guy, yeah, that should be a 15-yarder. I'm kind of with you on that one. I would like to see that one. It just, I don't know who's clamoring for taking away the hip tackle. I don't see how it's some egregious thing. I understand you lost two players. You're going to lose guys because of injuries.
Yeah, I don't know. Now guys are going to be tackling high. You're going to miss tackles. Arm tackling, pardon me. I'm very eager to see. I didn't even know it was a big deal in the league. I didn't know they were going to bring this up at the owners meeting or the coaches committee meeting, whatever they're calling it in Orlando here, where all the coaches and GMs meet once again for the league meetings. And you see the head coaching team photo with Shanahan and McVay. Those are always fun, but I didn't know it was a big deal about the hip tackle, so now it is a big deal. And then I guess there's a new kickoff rule. Spadoni, do you know about the new kickoff rule, if you can?
Yeah, so they just announced that. I'm looking into it right now. So 10 members of the kicking team will line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line. So they have these like different things called zones now.
Mm-hmm.
So bear with me.
It's like icing?
Well, it's weird. So they have
I'm teasing.
So from the goal line to the 20-yard line is the landing zone. And then they have from the 30 to the 40, between that is the setup zone, and then the kickoff start line, obviously. So there's this weird... Yeah.
So they have to be in certain areas.
Correct.
Certain amount of players
have
to be in certain areas, basically, on the kickoff.
Correct. And I guess kicking it through the uprights, they're trying to like make it like kicking out of the end zone. They're trying to not allow that to happen because they want more action now. So at first, they didn't want as much action because it basically turned into a dead play.
Right.
Like, it's just ceremonial, if anything, the kickoff, right? Unless you're the Niners. And
I was just going to say.
Unless you're the Niners and Jake Moody. But for the most part, they're just kicking it out of the end zone. And people are like, well, what's the point of this? Because there's no kickoff returns. They want more scoring.
So are they going to move back to kickoff?
I'm going to get to that in a second.
Right.
Let me, because Albert Breed just reported and many others that they did pass the new kickoff rule.
Well,
obviously, the owners' meeting.
So, yeah, let's figure it
the
out.
The one rule that I thought was actually an interesting suggestion, it did not get even put on the, I believe, on the for vote. But instead of doing the onside kick, because the onside kick is such a low percentage play, I'm going real data with you right here. I like the 4th and 15 play.
Oh, instead of doing the onside kick, do 4th and 15.
I kind of like that one. And
yeah,
maybe,
that's interesting. Don't they do that in the USFL or the XFL?
Well, yeah, they stole it from some other league. I don't know which one, but you probably know better than I. But when I heard that one, I was like, yeah, I'm kind of in on that one.
Yeah, no, they tried to propose this, I think, a couple years ago. If I'm not mistaken,
I think Belichick was at it.
This has been in the loop for whoever. I'm not sure which coach brought it up to anybody's attention, but I remember it being a thing. 4th and 15, 4th and 20, or something from the 20-yard line. You convert that, you get the ball because you got more of a chance to do that to complete a 4th and 15 than the onside kick these days. The onside kick is really impossible to recover. It's kind of become the extra point of old where it was automatic. Where if a guy missed, you're like, wait, what? A guy missed? Like the last time I think I remember a missed extra point from the 3-yard line. Was when the Saints had that crazy play in Jacksonville where they lateraled the ball all around, and then John Carney comes in and missed the extra point. They go to the overtime. Remember that? Jim Haslett was the coach. Wow. Now, I'm sure there was other missed extra points there, but that became just a dead play. Now, the outside kick becomes a dead play to me. Like, you just have no shot.
None.
You have no shot. It's random. Well, how many outside kicks have been recovered in the last 4 years?
Your guess is as good as mine. The only one that I can think of in the history of the 49ers that has been absolutely devastating is the one in the playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, 1971 or 72, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I can you think of any devastating? We're going back 50-something years.
I know. I broke my remote when that happened, man. I couldn't believe it.
There are no remotes back then.
Oh,
you had to get up and there were voice activated remotes, as in your child had to get up and turn the channel for you.
You had to use it you needed pliers to change the channel, or TVs were busted or
seriously.
Whatnot. No, the onside kick never happens. I would love that 4th and 15 from whatever, the 30, the 35, the 20, whatever the case may be. Go ahead, Spinotti, you got more?
So I was getting to the goal line part. So this new kickoff rule, so I guess this is the XFL. They've had this, but I don't know how many of you guys have been watching the XFL like me.
Not
much of that. So this is the one for me that's interesting.
I'm a diehard.
If the ball is kicked and enters the end zone in the air, so if you catch it and you're in the end zone, you can down it there. And you start at the 35 now, not the 25.
So really?
Yeah.
So now, you want to not pooch it, but you want to be able to place it almost like golf.
So they're forcing kickers not to kick it out of the end zone.
I kind of like that.
So it's to Bill Belichick. Well, Bill Belichick and the Patriots used to do is they would pooch it up and make a return team catch it inside the 10-yard line. And you couldn't let it drop because you may risk a fumble. You couldn't fair catch it because you fair catch it at the 7.
Intriguing.
You're taking it. That is very
that's
so now
intriguing.
To 35.
Uh-huh.
So now you only need 30 yards or you're a field goal range.
It's pretty
just
long.
Like that. So now scoring will be up. Scoring's guaranteed to be up now. If kickers kick it out of the end zone.
Spadoni, this is like a math problem. It looks like you're looking at.
They explain it in a graph, and if you go, because there's no audio, so it's all visual that I'm reading off this. So I'm trying to convey it the
and
best
it
way.
And it just
I
got
can.
Released, huh?
Correct. So
I'm looking at it now.
Passed, yeah,
the landing zone, the setup zone. The kickoff start line. This is wild.
It sounds like a military operation.
Yeah.
It's just kickoff.
They're making football so much more complicated. It doesn't have to be.
I'm getting a lot of texts from the OG Niner fans. Rob McDonough out there. Preston Riley fumbled on the side against Dallas, number 85. Preston Riley. You bring that name up to the OGs and they go crazy.
Oh, my. Preston Riley. He does not eat for free in the Bay Area. Tyler and Oakley, what's happening, man? He's got something on the hip drop tackle rule. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, good morning, gents. Hope you're doing well this morning. So, I get why they want to do it, right, for the safety or whatever, but when they changed the hit zone, right, DBs had to start going low on guys, And now you're seeing guys' knees get destroyed and all that. And I don't know if you guys saw it when the Rams played the Lions when that DB hit.
Yep.
Sam Laporta.
Yeah. And Stafford ran up to him and called him dirty.
Oh, Tyler Higbee.
You know, he had the mic
Tyler
or whatever.
Higbee. Yep.
And the DB was like, bro, where else do you want me to hit? Like, I can't hit anywhere else. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know. Like, my 7-year-old wants to play football, and I'm like, bro, we're putting you on offense because defense is way too hard to play.
It's so
hard. You know, and just real quick, Monte, my family and I went to the Hornets Warriors game last month. The Wounded Warrior Project took us and all that.
Oh, nice.
And we were hanging out front. the pregame, and you had walked out because you were doing the, you know, the pregame show. And my 7-year-old knows everybody affiliated with the Warriors. When I say everybody, I mean everybody. And he saw you come out, and he's like, "Oh, that's Bonte Hill." And you heard him, and you came over, and you said, "What's up to him?" and whatever. And I just wanted to tell you thanks. You know, that made my 7-year-old super ecstatic, man. Like, you didn't have to do that. You know, you were probably running to the bathroom or whatever on your break from TV. So I just wanted to tell you thanks and all that. And I love the show, guys. Joe, I've been, Mr. Shasky, I've been listening to you since you were on the Nighttime with Mr. Ryan Colbey.
Thank you so much.
Like, I love you guys.
What was your son's name, Tyler?
Yeah, thanks,
what's your
guys.
Son's
Have
name?
A good one.
What was your son's name?
Jackson.
Nice to That's meet really him, cool. And nice to meet you, man. Tyler, thank you for... Anytime, man. Anytime the kids are out there, you got to say what's up to them, man, because they show love, and you never know, man. Like, I was a kid. I never got to meet people in this role or whatnot. So, shout-out to Tyler. Shout-out to his son Jackson there, man. Vitaly said he almost said hi to me also. I try to say hi to everybody, man, because we're all human. We're all the same people. Like, we're just talking basketball.
He said Wounded Warrior Project, so it sounded like he served this country, and I just want to say thank you, Tyler.
Yep.
You know, thanks, anybody Tyler. That gives us the ability to come on here and talk about onside kicks, and we get to have, it's just, I don't know. I thank you for serving this country.
And thanks for bringing your kids around. Like, you know, one thing about me, Fezzi, Bully, the whole crew at NBC, when the kids are out there in their jerseys and they say what's up and they're spitting game, I love talking to the kids, man. They're fun. We'll play Rochambeau through the glass with some kids, man. It's a lot of fun out there.
What's your go-to? Rock, paper, or scissors?
I don't know. I got to mix it up.
Oh, man. You do?
Yeah. Because, you know, the kids, guessing. The kids, yeah, I can't give out my secrets. I can't give out my secrets to Rochambeau. I got like this one move in Connect Four that always works, like my one move in Rochambeau. Got to.
One move in Connect Four. Now I want to play you in Connect Four just to see what the move is.
What a third grade tournament. Free double rainbow ice cream. Free double rainbow ice cream. Oh, man. Anyway, speaking of the Warriors, they got the Heat tonight. As we talk kickoffs and hip drop tackles, I don't know what defense is going to do. Like, well, it sounds like they're just screwed right now.
They were showing examples on the screen while he was talking, Tyler, and I was looking at it. And so it looks like everybody's lined up in this zone. So instead of running the 50 yards or whatever that people are running before, you've got a bunch of guys lined up. It looks like the 30 or 40, and then both offense and defense, or I guess the receiving team and the kickoff team, and the guy catches the ball, and then everybody engages.
Mm.
It almost looks like an old-time battlefield, if you will. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen old Civil War footage.
Oh, so this is going to be
it right here.
Oh, the XFL. I actually like this. I actually like this.
So you see how, the guy catches it, and now everyone goes.
So everybody's within the 20 or 30-yard line. So you don't get the running starts where guys get the running starts where concussions happen, big hits happen,
basically,
and whatnot.
It's eliminating those concussions when the kickoff
There's no eliminating
well,
There's
them.
No eliminating There's concussions. Eliminating concussions.
Guys can get rocked from 7 yards apart.
Well, no, trying to eliminate those, like, massive collisions that you have when the kickoff team collides with the blockers. That looks like
guys... FYI, Sam Lubman, who get hurt on kickoff. Oh,
I meant to say they're trying to eliminate the collision.
Aaron Donald just spent 10 years in the league, and he literally would just whack, whack, whack every single play. I was like, I'm done. And I have 30 million staring me in the face next year.
Headshots.
Oh, my God. Sam, I just wanted you to know I love you.
Oh, no, I said collisions, not concussions.
Crash test dummies. You don't have those type of collisions, but you will have collisions. Trust me.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Have you seen the, what is it called? The Cybertruck, the Elon?
Oh, yeah.
And it's going into the wall at different speeds.
And it's just getting crushed.
Could someone explain to me what kind of wall? That wall doesn't move at all. Right. What is that wall made of?
What do you make of these Cybertrucks?
I think it's one of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
I kind of want to get in one to drive.
It looks ridiculous.
I keep seeing them on the Bay Bridge. I was like, I kind of want to drive one.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of The Simpsons. I don't know why. Like
Simpsons.
It looks like one of those future cars that Homer tried to draw up. You guys don't know what I'm talking about?
I haven't seen The Simpsons in like 20 years.
Watch The Simpsons?
No, but it was like
it's
years ago.
On.
Homer tried to design a car, and there was all these different like mock-ups that he came up with.
Why are The Simpsons still on, by the way? It's so random.
It needs to be canceled.
It's on Disney Plus.
It's on Disney Plus?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what? It is. Because I was looking for Baby Chess now in Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
She's been on Coco and Encanto, so now she's on Rapunzel.
Yeah. Tangled,
Tangled's very good, so she's into that one. And I saw The Simpsons come up on Disney+. I was like, yeah, we're not watching that. We don't need you picking up these bad habits.
I put on Ghostbusters last night.
Oh, it's a classic.
Benny loved it. Well, he was repeating some of the phrases. I was like, you don't say that. So, they can say that.
Let me tell you this, Joe. First movie I ever memorized, less than 5 years old, my mom said word for word, Ghostbusters 1. And I watched it the other day with my little guy, and I realized, oh, my God. The early 80s, Mom, what were you thinking? Seriously. Why did you let me watch this?
I mean, I was watching Boys in the Hood at like 9 years old. I mean, Mom, what were you doing?
I was playing GTA 3 when I was six.
Right, there yeah. Great parody.
I remember GTA 1.
Great parody.
Did you know anybody? Great. Marty Hagney had the chip in the PlayStation so that you could play the Japanese version, which swore on GTA. Marty, if you're out there, I know you know what I'm talking about. Did you know anybody that had that version of GTA?
No, I do not, but I'm looking at some of the YouTube comments here. Tyler Miller, Homer Simpson raised me, Vontae.
Hey,
yeah,
for
that's
real, though.
That's nothing to be proud of. Because he kind of raised us all.
We're all Homer Simpson.
Well, no. We're all Homer Simpson, and we're all Al Bundy.
Yes, Al Bundy facts.
We're all Al Bundy.
We call my brother Bud. That's his nickname in the family.
Oh, that's not cool.
No. But his name was always Bud. That's what we called him.
No,
kind of
like
because
that.
Of Bud Bundy.
I don't like that. Come on, Bud. Bud struggled, man. I felt bad for Bud. Every time he got close. He was a player who couldn't get past home. Couldn't get past third base.
Couldn't get past first
couldn't
base.
Get past, yeah, exactly. I felt bad for Bud. That's cold, man. That's wrong. All right, what's coming up in the game brought to you by Pacific Coast Termite. We'll get to the Warriors at some point. Let's get to John Lynch and Brandon Ayuk since we are talking football here. Brandon Ayuk, 888-957-9570. Anybody take issue with him basically after John Lynch said, hey, we're working with Brandon Ayuk to get a contract extension. We're Brandon Ayuk on Instagram post. Money talks, BS walks, and he did it with emojis. It was pretty gangster, but I kind of feel him on it. We'll get into that here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Dub Nation, it's Draymond Green. Tip-off is coming later today with the great Tim Roy, and then tune in to the Morning Roast tomorrow morning for the best Warriors coverage.
If you're looking for the best Giants talk out there, opening day is what, Thursday, right? Just coming up. Oh, baseball.
We are excited.
Baseball. I am excited about the Giants. Is Soler going to bat second? Right behind Jung-Hoo Lee?
Well, the new thing now, Larry Walker kind of set this up, but like batting second, your best player. Just so they get up into the lineup more often. Like if you can get one extra bat, think about it. Like your average game, you get 3.5 at bats.
Yeah.
If I can get four.
Right.
Or 4.5. Like, well, I'm increasing the odds that guy's going to get up.
I'm looking at it like this. Jung-Hoo Lee gets on base, right, with his instincts on the base path, some of his speed.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Jorge Soler in the two-hole is seeing nothing but fastballs.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to crush fastballs, folks. That's what he does. Now, who do you bat behind Soler? Who do you bat? Maybe you go Chapman. I don't know. But I'm starting to think about the lineups, man. I'm starting to get excited here. I'm telling you, the Giants are in a good spot. If they're in it at the deadline, you're getting Robbie Ray back at some point. I don't think people realize how good Robbie Ray is.
No, I agree with you. They don't know.
They don't know how good Robbie Ray is.
You're right.
And if he's on, he's on. And then you add him with Blake Snell and Logan Webb and Kyle Harrison. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All you got to do is somebody out there will be available. You know what? Brian Cashman last weekend came out and said that, yeah, we expect Juan Soto to become a free agent.
Yeah, they've anticipated it.
So if he becomes a free agent, okay, we're going to play this exercise again. I'm going to say it right now. Go all in on Juan Soto. Now you add Juan Soto to Jung-Hoo Lee and Matt Chapman, and we see if these guys out there. And I'm going to put it out there right now. If he enters free agency,
I like that.
Grab that guy for the pinstripes. Now he does love New York City. I get it. But hey, Juan, come back
he
to the West Coast, baby.
Million.
Hey,
or
we
more.
Got 500 million.
No, you're about to drop 700 mil on Shohei, but like Bonte, it's 2 days before opening day, and you're already giving me free agent anxiety.
But here's the thing.
No, I'm just putting
what
it
he's
out
saying
there.
Is like
I know, but still,
you're prepared.
But,
yeah, and also like when you look at this situation, if they have a great year, this is the one thing I've heard from a lot of Giants. Well, if everybody has a great year and they all opt out, then we're stuck, holding the basket. It's like no. Hold up. If everyone has a great year, just hypothetically, and they all the guys opt out, well, you still have Soler. Number one. Number two. Why wouldn't a Pete Alonso want to come here if all these other hitters are having monster years? Then why wouldn't it be attractive
if they
to
have
Alonso?
Success, if they have success in this system, then players are like, oh, they got something cooking in
San
Francisco. Why are they always finishing as the bridesmaid? Maybe there's something going on there. And I'm able to take opt-out deals and revitalize myself and rehabilitate myself on the diamond or in the batter's box, wherever it is. So you become more attractive if you have a good year and guys opt out and you're player friendly. So you're in a good spot right now if you're the Giants. I really do. I think this is the best spot since they've been in since Farhan Zaidi's taken over as president of baseball operations. I really do. So I'm looking ahead. I'm looking short term, long term. I think they're in a great spot right now. I'm excited about this Giants team. And I think if they do get off to a hot start, look out, man. Look out. All of a sudden, Third King is cracking again. All of a sudden, there's a buzz in the air. All of a sudden, Sam Lubman is out there taking pictures of the trophy every damn day. All of a sudden, you can't get seats in the press box anymore. All of a sudden, the view level seats are $55 a seat. All of a sudden, prices are going up. So, just saying, man. Just saying.
Speaking of just saying, you referenced Brandon Ayuk before the break.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk. Just saying.
What's he just saying on IG?
Money talks. BS walks, but he did it with all emojis.
All emojis.
All emojis. So let me try to read out the emojis.
Modern-day hieroglyphics.
I love that. Wow. Come up with that yourself?
That is
no, I saw like this, like the ancient incredible. Egyptians that were built for this. They helped us.
That is incredible.
So Brandon Ayuk, actor John Lynch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He went out there. Let me see, John Lynch. He basically said, we wanted to be part of the night. Do we have the sound of John Lynch? Do we have that? Here it is, John Lynch on Brandon Ayuk Talks.
I was just with Mike Tomlin and at the Michigan Pro Day, and Mike coached me, and so we're very close. And he's like, bro, what's going on? Like, I promise you, we got nothing, and nothing's going on there. We're actively talking with Brandon, trying to figure something out. And, I always talk, we have a good history of working with the guys we want to get done to get something done, and it takes two sides. So can we do that? We'll see. There's a number of different directions, that it could go, but we appreciate the heck out of Brandon and who he is as a player. And we want him to be a part of the Niners. So we're going to work towards making that a reality.
So that made me feel good, Shasky, hearing John Lynch say that. And they do have a track record of getting these things done.
Yeah.
But as soon as Brandon Ayuk heard that, he went on his IG story and posted a money sign, a talking emoji, a bull, a poop emoji, and a guy walking emoji. So basically, you can figure it out. Money talks, bull bleep walks.
So
that's brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain.
I just think that I am now in real time becoming numb to how business is being conducted for the modern athlete. I'm not going to be triggered by this. It kind of sucks that it's come to this, like it just in general, like where everyone's got to draw a hard line. And I'm not mad at anyone in this scenario. The Niners want to pay him at a certain time and date, a certain amount of money. Ayuk's camp wants to get paid as many guarantees before they step on the field as possible. And there's going to be an impasse or in a period of time where it won't happen. And right now, the way people conduct business if you're just watching the landscape, whether it's Deebo Samuel a couple years ago or other situations around the league, this is just kind of where it's trending. This is how guys do it. They do their talking in ways on social media without disrespecting anyone. They make it very vague and they allow you to interpret. I mean, Andre Iguodala for the longest time used to tweet out things that made very little sense to me. And it would like set the internet on fire, right? And like people would be like, what does he mean with this? And like sometimes I don't even know if he knew what it meant.
Everybody became Agent Mueller and Scully from the X-Files.
Exactly.
Oh, and Goodell just want to be here.
So I believe the Niners will take care of Brandon Ayuk until they don't. Like, that's kind of my setting. I'm not mad at Ayuk for going down this rabbit hole, because this is probably what he has to do to create leverage.
This is his one time to possibly cash in.
I'm not mad at anybody.
He may get another opportunity to cash in, but really, he's got to strike it rich here after his initial rookie deal. And when you look around the league and look at all these wide receivers who just got paid and broke off big time, Jerry Jeudy.
Thank you.
Jerry Jeudy.
$40 million guaranteed. I couldn't believe it. And did you hear what happened?
No.
He dropped the pen when they were going to sign the contract.
Fidoni loved that one. That's a three.
Come on. Fonte's face lit up like, what happened?
I thought something happened, man. That's a three.
How does Jerry Jeudy, $40 million. He got almost the same amount George Kittle got a couple years ago.
What did Steve Smith think about that deal? Steve Smith, who said, when somebody calls me to ask you about you, I'm going to say, you're an underachieving wide receiver who's worth the mid-round pick.
Ice up, son.
Steve Smith's probably thinking, man, I was in the wrong generation.
If I'm looking at the all badass team, Steve Smith's on that team.
Oh, there's no doubt.
In a backroom brawl or whatever you want to call it, walking down an alley, get me Steve Smith on my side.
When you call him a jag, right?
Yeah.
Just another guy.
I try to say what's up to Jerry Jeudy. He told me, nah, and I'm a, nah, he paraphrased it and everything. Do we have that? We got to find that Steve Smith, man. It was hilarious.
But here's the thing with the Ayuk situation, and I'm sure it will trigger certain people of certain backgrounds, perspectives, ages, wherever you're at in life. Like, I don't expect everyone to view things absolutely the same. Right. I'm maturing, and I'm understanding that, like, this is how the young athletes conduct business online and how they create leverage. It's very different than it used to be back in the day. They're not going to be verbal with it. They're going to do a bunch of, you know, mysterious things online. No one's getting hurt. I just throw my hands up and I'm like, wake me up when these guys get paid. But here's where I will
don't freak out on social media over emojis. So George Kittle apparently posted something on social media and it's all emojis.
What is it?
Give it to me. Stop. Let me see if I can figure this one out.
Stop sign? Stop.
It's got the hands up.
The hand up. Okay.
Stop. I guess pedestrian stop walking, backpack, money, alien, food, dog. So I don't know how to figure that one out. I'm not even going to try that one.
Someone get Andre 3000 on the phone.
I don't even know what to do with that. I don't even know what
Kittle
to do with
that.
Kittle
was at the Iowa game yesterday.
Yeah, watching Caitlin Clark.
They almost did lose.
Yeah, they were struggling yesterday. I think LSU is winning that bracket.
You think so?
Yeah, he had that crazy-ass coach. What's her name, Kim Mulkey?
Something's about to come down on her.
Washington Post, baby.
Hey, she got out
Need
in front
you
of
to
it.
Deliver.
Hey, she got out in front of it and said, I dare you guys to come down that road. She goes, you know, a lot of people can't afford the best legal system in America. I can.
Hey,
what a
wild
flex that she is out of control. That entire team is out of control.
Have you ever seen the hip-hop lawyer who's out there?
No.
There was like a rabbit hole of the hip-hop lawyer who was representing YG and all those guys that were going down. What was the name of that rap label?
With who, YG?
Not YG. Excuse me, not YG. What the Atlanta-based group where everyone's going down right now. They're all getting indicted.
Slime, yeah, YSL.
What? Thank you. I apologize. YG. YG's West Coast.
Not the St. Laurent purses, but the YSL, the other one.
Well, there's this over-the-top hip-hop lawyer, and she's her all of the things that are coming out of her particular Instagram and everything are just out of control. Kim reminds me of that, except 70 years old.
So we got confirmation here, 925. I believe 925 here. Comcast Business Text Line. He just decoded George Kittle's Instagram
story.
Yeah,
what's the translation?
The translation is, don't walk, get the bag, eat, dog.
Huh.
Where's the alien? Well, what's the alien mean?
Yeah, what's the alien?
I don't know what the alien means. I don't know. That was a good try, though.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the alien that's going to eat because his skills are out of this world.
Oh, wow.
Or is it E.T. Go Home?
Elliot.
Hey, E.T. was...
That's a reference right there.
You know, E.T. scared the living crud out of me when everyone got, like, you know, quarantined.
Oh, when he gets sick?
It scared me to death.
Very sad. Very sad. E.T.
Great ride at Universal Studios, too, when you're on the bikes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that scene where they're running on the bikes and they're going through the woods, it's all time.
Nick Friedell's going to join us today, 8:30. Nick Friedell, Cousin Nick.
Speaking of E.T.
will join us at 8:30.
The bonus title, Shasky.
The bonus title. Have you guys enjoyed the bonus title? Because you're like, oh, he's going to come out here and flex so hard.
This conversation is hurting my soul.
Yeah, it's going to hurt my soul, too, when I get into it with Nick Friedell, because that's what's coming up here. It is a Warriors game day presented by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you'll get the fastest internet to all your devices. What's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. More on Hip Tackles, Brandon Ayuk. And we got a little Warriors. We got a little Warriors. But women's hoops has been fire. Your boy Rocco's texting us. Juju last night was special. Live watching, love watching Juju Watkins. That was a fun game last night. And a lot going on in the association, including the Rockets winning their ninth game in a row. They're now half game behind the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors lose today, they'll just be up on the Rockets, courtesy of the tiebreaker. Folks, it's getting real with the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, Dub Nation, this is Dario Saric. The only place to hear the Warriors basketball is 95.7 The Game.
All right, this segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Nick Friedell, 8:30. Nick Friedell, 8:30. You know Cousin Nick. And then Darren Revelle, formerly of ESPN, we'll have him on at 9:20 as we get into sports gambling. And, you know, we got another player pop yesterday from the Toronto Raptors. What's his name? He's kind of a no-namer, but he's
Porter,
fascinating.
Michael Porter Jr.'s brother.
Is that really Michael Porter Jr.'s brother?
Yeah, I was reading the entire, you know, piece about him.
I missed
him.
That.
Yeah. He's basically making $415,000 this year. He was on a two-way contract, essentially, and they went down the rabbit hole of everything that was going on. What was his – something Porter. What was his name?
It is Porter. Jontay Porter. So, yeah, he was Jontay Porter went to Mizzou. So, apparently, March 20th, in a game against the Phoenix Suns, Porter played just 3 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was an illness and did not return. He did not score. He attempted to miss one shot and had two rebounds. Sportsbooks had his over-under set at around 7.5 points and 5.5 rebounds. The next day, DraftKings Sportsbooks reported its users that Porter's prop bets were the number one moneymaker from the night in the NBA.
And then it happened again.
January 26th against the Clippers. There was an increased betting interest on the under from Porter props, which for the night were set at 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists. There was also an over-under for Porter's made threes, which was 0.5 of 3. That night, Porter played just 4 minutes before leaving the game due to what the Raptors said was a re-aggravation of an eye injury he suffered 4 days earlier in the game against the Memphis Grizzlies. He did not score against the Clippers, had 3 rebounds and 1 assist, and did not attempt a three, meaning the under hit into all of his props. The next day, as part of a daily report to its users on betting results, DraftKings Sportsbooks reported that the under on Porter's three-pointers was the biggest money winner for bettors for any NBA player props from games that evening. Porter played 19 minutes 2 days later, scored 12.7 rebounds and 3 assists. So maybe it works like this. He's not making a lot of money, right? Maybe he has a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Say, look at my props. I got the game plan. It's got the report. I'm not going to play much unless it's a blowout. Go ahead, cast your under zombie. Like, I'm not even going to attempt a three. Then his boy tells all his boys, and his boys tell all his boys, and it becomes just a who's who of who's betting. I'm just speculating. I'm speculating on how this could have went down here, but it's pretty ironic that his under's hit. And so he's the first of possibly many players in the NBA. Football's already had it. We've already seen Calvin Ridley pop for a year, Jameson Williams pop for 6 games, and many others. But now in the NBA, we're starting to get some action here. Jontay Porter popped here, and they've speculated. What was the he is out of the lineup and is subject of an NBA investigation into irregularities on prop betting involving him. So
1 year ago on May 4th, Alabama baseball coach Brad Bohannon was fired And he was basically fired. This is Alabama College Baseball. Sportsbook surveillance video indicated that the person who placed the bets was communicating with the coach, the head coach of Alabama baseball, with multiple sources with direct information told ESPN. And essentially, he scratched starters late in the game. And the OCCC was alerted to the alleged activity. And these Las Vegas bookmakers, and they have algorithms and these computer systems. When they see suspicious activity on random stuff and a lot of money that normally wouldn't be going to something as small as a Porter, you know, this guy Porter, this random guy and his bet, like, they have computers in place that are going to alert this. And the reason why Vegas clearly and DraftKings on, they want everything on the up and up because they want the consumer to believe that there's integrity. So there's incentive for all of these companies that are taking your bets to also police it and to make sure that everybody is on the up and up. So to regulate it is extremely important. This guy, the Alabama coach, he'll never coach again.
No.
And he was basically doing a version of what we thought Pete Rose was doing back in the 80s, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And now I look at this guy, Porter, and here's what I say. I don't know what his algorithm is in his head, but if you're on a $415,000 salary, okay, how much money was he betting on himself in scratching in this situation?
I know.
Where was, to me, where I want to know, where does he draw the line? Is it just for the action? Is it to make his friends money? Is it to make himself money indirectly?
Maybe him money, his friends money. I don't know, but this is probably not the first time it's happened. I'm going to guess.
Totally agree.
And it won't be the last time it happens. Tim Donaghy did a documentary about the refs fixing games or whatnot. It is possible, but My thing is, too, with Shohei, right? Shohei knows, and this is, if a player knows, it's like insider trading on Wall Street. NASDAQ, Dow Jones, you know something happening. You know, Jed York, they say, hey, by the way, he's going to be principal owner now with the 49ers. But, you know, the whole thing, it's Santa Clara, it's like insider trading. He knew this, and his stock went up.
Well, yeah, Martha Stewart moved money to save money when the stock started to crash, and that's why she's in jail. In essence, that's the
So layman's. What's the difference between a player knowing, hey, I know the game plan, I'm going to sit on the bench, I know I'm only going to play 4 minutes a night, or I'm not even going to play unless there's garbage time, I have a prop bet set, I go in there in the last 4 minutes, and hey, my prop is to hit a three. Yeah, I'm not going to shoot a three. I'm going to make sure the under cashes.
So Draymond's been doing... No, I'm just teasing. I'm totally teasing. That was a joke. Total joke.
So, I mean, this is the equivalent to insider trading.
So as a gambler, because you gamble more than I do. I'm not some... I don't pretend to know anything, and I'm not saying that you're... You gamble. You read these kinds of stories, and what do you think?
Not surprised.
But does it make you less likely or more likely to continue gambling?
Well, number one, I don't bet on the NBA as it is.
Okay.
Because the NBA is always tricky, and I just feel like I'm kind of a partner with the NBA these days, so I think it's unethical to try to do that. And I don't want to lose my job over gambling. Yeah. It's like, hey, wait, Bonte, you know what's going on with the Warriors, or you're betting all this money. No, not going to catch me up like that. But it does make me – it makes me look at the roster. It makes me think, like, damn, maybe I need to look at the 13th man on the team and look at their prop bets. You know what I'm saying? But also, it's just the first of many episodes.
Yeah, it's
going
to happen.
And what I think is going to happen is that the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL, they're going to sweep these stories under the rug. They will handle it behind the scenes because they can't take these hits anymore. They can't afford. Like, I think the common fan is like, these guys are betting on themselves. They're going to think that it's fixed. Some people are going to think that the script is in. You know what I'm saying? So this thing could go in so many different ways. I think these organizations know that they need the DraftKings money.
Yeah.
They need the FanDuel money. Gambling's prevalent. I think they're going to start sweeping these stories under the rug.
See, I will go the other direction. I think guys like Porter, who are, you know, they're no, like, let's be honest. None of us really knew this guy existed. Most of us. Okay. B, you do this for a living. I didn't know
Tay Porter. Michael Porter's junior brother was in the league. I had no idea.
Okay. So I don't feel ashamed that I didn't know who this guy was. I think guys like him, the no namers, are going to get hung out to dry publicly to set an example for everyone else. Shohei, they're going to do everything they can
to protect him.
Absolutely. There's different levels to it.
But you don't think, too, like, the league, even with Porter's little brother here, John Tay Porter, even stories like that, the NBA is like, look, We can't keep taking PR hits.
Well, he's rogue is what they're going to say.
He's rogue. We don't know anything about it. We're going to regulate this.
Exactly.
But then I think they're going to start sweeping these stories under the rug. All these organizations, you can't take the black eye because now all of a sudden people are going to be coming down your road saying, well, why are you taking the gambling money? Why are you allowing stadiums to have gambling machines inside your stadiums? How can I bet at your stadium? What's going on here? So now do you risk taking that away? Because now it's off the hook. I mean, I can literally bet a live bet sitting in my seat at Chase Center if I wanted to. I'm a live bet the Warriors right now. I'm watching everything.
You and I went to Vegas. I was there for the Pac-12 championship game. People in the row, okay, not even the Super Bowl. Super Bowl, we're up in the media area. People in the row were betting as the game was going on from their seat.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I don't, you know, now I'll say this about Jonte Porter. He didn't compromise the basketball game. He just compromised his own stats, which is kind of wild. Now, was there over-under set in that? Is there a point spread? What if he doesn't take a shot and the Raptors are not covering by half a point? Now you're messing with millions of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
This is not good.
This is not. No, but so, this is. But we had to figure that things are like this are going to happen.
Oh, no doubt.
When you invite gambling.
So, like, when you play on a team, and I know you've played football and stuff, and you play many sports, so you get it. But, like, I'm going to use baseball as an example. If I know a guy's got a sore shoulder on my team, okay, we're going to like, hey, just, you know, if the ball goes to right field, the dude can't throw right now. Like, his shoulder's jacked. And you as the other team, if you know that, you're taking two all day on that guy. Take it to the next level.
Oh, I know.
Right? Take that kind of insider knowledge to the next level of what you're talking about and what you could do financially in terms of how you're hedging that. I mean, if you knew a guy, like, and I've seen this whole breakdown on Shohei apparently throwing games.
Right.
I don't even know if I believe it. It's some rabbit hole that I saw on the internet from some
that
guy that I can't verify or gal that I can't verify online.
Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.